Beast Gang 300.
All right, welcome back. This is Beast Gang 300. Today we're taking a look at Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's directed by Jay Bayona. It's written by Derek Connolly and Colin Trevorrow. And it stars Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. And the synopsis is, when the island's dormant volcano begins roaring to life, Owen and Claire mount a campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from this extinction-level event. And this is going to be a spoiler cast, so if you haven't seen the movie, we're spoiling the movie, so that's it for everybody. Keith, what is your view on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Well, the special effects were nice, and I enjoyed some of the later scenes with, the quantum Omega Raptor, whatever the fuck that thing was. And so those scenes were kind of cool, but I'm going to tell you right now, dad, kid, I was calling Pinwheel.
Okay.
Pinwheel and Miss, I'm a paleo veterinarian. What in the fuck is a paleo veterinarian?
Right?
How the fuck can you be a goddamn veterinarian for an extinct goddamn species?
But the guy's name is Franklin Webb.
Fuck him. Pinwheel and little Miss Sassy chick and stuff. I fucking hated their guts. The only thing that could have saved this movie is that it'd been killed violent, horrible deaths. And I'm not going to say it's horrible because it was watchable. And it definitely wasn't up to the same standards as the first Jurassic World. The first one was like hokey as hell, especially with Chris Pratt riding through the jungle on a bike with a bunch of raptors chasing behind him. Which, interestingly enough, was actually kind of a cool scene. But that was only sold because Chris Pratt was pretty cool throughout that portion of the movie. His role was diminished, and so was Bryce Dallas Howard's role. Both of them were kind of diminished, taken up by these new characters.
Definitely.
Who I couldn't stand. Twist with the girl was predictable. I saw it the minute dude started being a little close to the vest and looking at old photos and shit. Kind of saw that, and I said, okay, that's an interesting little twist. It was, once again, another movie with dumb characters doing dumb things to progress the plot. And you know how much I hate those fucking movies. Little Moxie chick. Couldn't stand her. I couldn't fucking stand that chick. And that boy, if he screamed one more fucking time.
Yeah.
And started talking about his fucking allergies.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is this? What is going on? What is going on? Oh my God.
I mean, he drops in, does his little IT shit, and he comes in, he's screeching and hollering and shit. Not contributing. He's not even trying to get himself out of trouble. He's sitting there screeching and hollering and shit. The little girl, when she was getting chased by that fucking thing, that was some real fucking terror. That was a point to scream. You got a fucking giant evil black raptor with racing stripes chasing at the ass, you're gonna fucking scream. All right. So I get that part. I fully understand it. And I can understand having a moment of horror and stuff. You got lava coming at you, a fucking dinosaur coming at you and shit, trying to eat you and shit. But at that point, it should be the fight or flight instinct takes over. And in which case, you search for the only available opening and get the fuck out. This dude's screeching and howling, doesn't know what the fuck to do and shit. I'm like, it was driving me up the fucking wall.
He was an unfunny Urkel. He was put in there for comedy relief. However, he just wasn't funny. He missed on everything. Missed on everything.
It was a bunch of characters I hated. The one thing I did like about the Jurassic Park series is that all the assholes do tend to get eaten and killed in interesting ways. Perfectly fine with that. And they needed to ramp that up a little bit more. It used to be stepped on, squashed, shitted on, anything possible. But no, they're the new heroes. I was fucking done. And I was starting to see Matt's point about that. And throughout the movie, I kept hearing Matt's voice. Just hearing his running commentary about forced diversity and shit. And this is terrible. They were just doing dumb shit. Pissed me off. But for the most part, that girl, what was her name? Zia Rodriguez. And Franklin Webb, they fucking killed the movie for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking hated their guts. What the fuck is a paleo? Like, they just made up a goddamn profession for this chick. It just fell flat and shit. I'm not a fan of that movie. It's a step down. When I did like the little twist, there's no more park and now the dinosaurs out there and they're open and shit. Next movie, you're going to have raptors with Gatling guns on their sides and shit. And dudes riding on their backs and shit. I don't know.
It's going to be like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. The raptors will come back. Let me win our world back. All right.
Oh.
Mike.
This movie was horrible. I cannot stress enough how fucking horrible this movie is. Seriously. The dinosaurs were enjoyable. I'll say that. The dinosaurs were fine. But everything else about that movie, predictable as hell. You can literally call the next scene before it even happens. It's the same shit they've already done. It's literally Lost World.
Yes.
It is literally
like, hey,
Lost
why don't you
World.
Bring the dinosaurs to us? And then the dinosaurs wreck shop.
Basically. which is why the ending just pissed me off even further. Because I don't want to spoil for everybody, but somebody's really going to have to explain to me on how this is supposed to work in any realm of possibility.
It's only one per thing, so how are they threatening shit? I mean, you got Blue running around. I don't know.
That's just, who's going to stop a raptor? Who runs up on that neighborhood? Name me one person in that neighborhood that's about to live.
How was that a positive ending? Like, it was like, the raptor gets up there and it looks down on the suburb.
It's a T-Rex like running around. Who's going to stop this? Let's be honest. I'm sitting there looking and I'm like, what do you mean, Jeff Goldblum? It's going to be a Jurassic World. There should be no movie after this. This should be the last one ever made. Don't ever touch it again. Because all I'm trying to figure out is, I don't want to see a movie where it's just them walking around. Because basically what it's going to boil down to.
Big Matt, what's your view on Jurassic World right now?
This is one of those movies where, for me, I call it the one-third, two-third. The first third of the movie I thought was okay. I felt like I was in Jurassic World. I think the movie was visually stimulating, the characters I was already familiar with. That was the first third of the movie.
Yeah,
two-thirds of the movie was some stuff that an eight-year-old came up with. Don't get me wrong, graphically wise I thought it was phenomenal. I mean you got to be impressed. They've come a long way as far as CGI. Those dinosaurs look good. They're like some sexy ass dinosaurs, man. But some of the thoughts, I'm like, really? Is that what we're looking at again?
All right. So
honestly, this was Hollywood's quick payday.
Let me step in. There is very little reason why this movie exists other than the first movie made a ton of money.
Yep.
A ton of money, and mostly overseas, but it still made a ton of money. I was looking at the movie and some of the plot points also mimics what happens in The Incredibles, because you have what seemingly is a very wealthy character asking you to do something, then that just turns out to be nefarious. There's just too many characters in this movie. A lot of characters just don't have a point, and they are just in the movie just so the movie can have additional characters. So those two characters that Keith was mentioning, there's no reason for them to be there. And then the young child, Macy, whatever her name is, she's just in the movie because a hallmark of Jurassic Park is that this kid's in the movie. Jurassic World, brothers that got separated and they were all happy and chilling until the dinosaurs start to attack. And this one is just too many themes. And I'm starting to think that a lot of these American movies, the way they are approaching stuff, developing their plot points, are really to influence other countries about certain things.
China, India.
It's like, well, hey, if we have them selling dinosaurs into slavery, that might influence some other country not sell animals, breed animals for whatever purposes. And then on top of that, you just have completely idiotic scenes. So the girl Macy is running from the Indoraptor. She's running to her bed, hiding under the covers. Like, right. This is a horror movie.
I blocked that scene out.
Like, this is a horror movie that this Indoraptor, who is bred for killing, heightened senses of everything, heightened senses of smell, can't detect a little girl under her covers.
Well, it did detect her, but it was going real slow.
No, but don't do that. He was toying, and I was pissed off at her because I'm like, you may be a little girl. If you were smart enough to get in that elevator earlier and sneak around the house the way you were doing, when you saw the shadow coming down on the damn wall, why you didn't get your little ass up and run in?
I'm just imagining what I would be like. I would probably do some stupid shit like that, because that's some fucking scary shit coming at you, yo.
If I went down and I overheard them saying that there's some fucking dinosaurs and then one tried to eat me in a cage, fuck that. I'm not going to be in the house anymore. I'm already upstairs on my way out the door. Yeah. Let's just keep it real. I'm not sticking around. No.
Yeah, I dipped out.
Granddad. Granddad, you died? I'm sorry. I'll see you when I get there. It's time to roll.
Yeah, I'd have dipped out.
And they go the same. It's the same fucking plot every damn movie. Oh, we're going to try to use it for weapons. Can you imagine if an army had these dinosaurs, what they could do?
Yeah.
Everybody buying to try to go to war.
Well, here's the interesting part is that clearly they're not going to do too well because Blue got dropped by 9mm. So what the fuck, though? Like, they're clearly not that fucking tough.
But the Indoraptor, Keith, if you just shoot the lays right on to whatever target it is, he's ready to attack. Just laser that joint up.
Right.
Why do you keep calling it the Indoraptor?
That was the name of it.
Oh my god, are you serious? What the, I completely played that movie. What the fuck? I even got the playbill, man. What the hell?
Jay, do not. When I'm telling you, do not go see Jurassic Park. Do not go see it. the Indoraptor. That's right.
What is it called?
The Indoraptor. Hold on. They're doing genetic modifications. Yeah. It's not enough. It's not enough that you create dinosaurs, James.
Hey, listen, was a mother. That was it.
Let me explain. It's not enough that you can create dinosaurs from scratch. What you have to do now is breed them into weapons. Condition them to want to attack. I want you to target these coordinates, drop the ordnance on it. Now you are doing that with the Indoraptor, James.
Does anyone know what the word endo means? Internal.
This is worse than just some J.J. Abrams raptor, ideas.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I'm glad that I did not see this movie.
This?
You know, Dane, I'm tired of you not watching these movies, man. You're supposed to be watching this shit.
Jurassic World gets a pass.
I've never been a fan of the whole series. The one when the black girl was doing gymnastics and kick a raptor.
The second one, Lost World. That's basically what this one is all over again.
Man, no. I'm done.
This?
After that, it's just been no.
There is no reason for this movie to exist other than the first movie made money. Whoever was the creative team behind that, if you are the creative team on this, shame on you. Shame on you for creating crap like this and expecting someone to enjoy this. This is like those movies that come out, Jurassic Universe or whatever you want to call this stuff.
For real. I mean, this could have gone straight to DVD as far as I'm concerned.
These are those knockoff third-party companies, Transmorphers, whatever you want to call this. This is that level. It starts off somewhat okay to the point that they get to the island and then the twist happens.
That you already knew was coming.
Yeah, that you already knew was coming. Again, it's just like Incredibles, that the person that asked you to do the job.
We have to save these dinosaurs, Claire. You're right. We do. But we're having a problem getting the raptor. But we figured you might know someone who could help.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, we're not dating anymore. We can talk about why that didn't work, but you know, I'm really here because I need you to go to the island with me and get Blue. Don't you want to get Blue? You raised Blue. Blue's like family. You don't want to just leave Blue and let Blue die.
I'm going to have to think about this, and I'm going to come back in like this heroic fashion and agree anyway, begrudgingly.
Nah, if you think of Blue like a dog, man, I'd have gone back for my dog.
I get that.
Yo, he's a killing machine, all right?
But I was gone back.
And then
you knew what was
then it's
happen.
Like the flashbacks. The flashbacks started happening.
Oh, Barry, we all know you hate flashbacks.
Hey, Blue. Hey, buddy. And if I hold my hand out like this, it just means I'm friendly. And
Did you see that?
If I curl in a ball, it just means I'm afraid. Please don't do that to me, Blue. Don't do that. It's okay, Keith.
God damn, my gut instinct.
Man, you gut instinct is terrible, y'all.
I'm telling you, you can see everything that's about to happen a mile away. I'm sitting there going, yep, this is about to happen. And Blue's about to come.
James Cromwell, who was in that movie, it's like, why are you in this? Like, there's no purpose for you. Working with John Hammond.
It was literally everybody just getting a paycheck, Jay. It's like James Cromwell sitting at home and was like, damn, I got some taxes to do. What can I do? Hey, you want to make an appearance to Jurassic World? Sign me up. I'm there.
Paleo veterinarian.
The fuck? What? I rolled my eyes so hard. Right. I had a headache.
Knew how to take care of a raptor.
I was like, this is.
Did they use human blood or something? What did they use for that? I don't remember.
For what?
Like, didn't they do like a blood transfusion or something?
They did a blood transfusion.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, stop. Okay.
You heard it. A T-Rex to a raptor. And then when BD Wong tried to get the raptor blood, she was like, oh, I already tainted it because there's some T-Rex blood in there. No! What did you do?
My raptors are perfect. And then he gets fucked up.
How the fuck does she know how to do transfusion with dinosaurs? How do they know where to find the vein in a dinosaur? How are they pulling a bullet out of a creature that hasn't lived in thousands and millions of years? Can somebody tell me that?
She's
and
a why paleo. The fuck,
brother, just because you read on it in a book or look on YouTube,
So, James, exactly what you have is two important characters, which is Barcellus Howard and Chris Pratt. Her character gets somewhat of a boost. She's not as annoying as in the first movie.
Yeah, she was kind of annoying.
But it's all for naught because you have everyone else, these two other characters that are along for the ride, chewing up screen time for no apparent reason to help move the plot forward. And the plot is stupid. That is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
The enjoyable part was when the dinosaurs eventually got loose and they saw fucking shit up. I mean, that was cool. And that's always fun to watch, but it wasn't enough of that.
The dinosaurs are always straight, but the rest of it, no.
I mean, that's always fun to watch, you know, just watch them just fuck the shit up and stuff. And you're like, yeah, that's funny. That works. Toby Jones got fucked up. That was hilarious.
It's always the same thing still. Like, just even, shows up,
collects the paycheck.
Like, even most of the fight scenes, you know when the T-Rex is showing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, exactly, I'm literally sitting there watching. I'm like, here comes T-Rex. He bites him. Do the scream. Oh, yeah, we're back to 1990-something. Okay, whatever. We get it now.
Who the fuck would bring dinosaurs to their house? Sorry, now I'm on a rant. I've had one hell of a day. In the basement. The way they were building that house, who would have thought, like, oh, well, I'm going to build this house, big-ass prison cells built in the basement. Is he Professor X? I mean, what the hell? It's like their version of Cerebro except with prison cells. Some of that stuff, I'm like, really? Really? Now, and we left the dinosaurs there? The dinosaur eggs? And then on top of it, I'm like, oh, okay, so they escaped with all of that stuff, and now the dinosaurs are loose? Where was the city located at? Was it Los Angeles?
Yeah, it was in California.
Oh, California?
Oh, it's California.
You can't tell me you didn't think that girl was a clone.
I was still trying to understand who the hell she was.
I forgot about that. Oh, God.
I was trying not to talk about that.
Oh, God.
Forgot about the girl?
Yeah, because they just had to have a kid. They had to make the kid important somehow.
They cloned dinosaurs. You didn't think they were going to do the same thing with her?
Human genome.
Who is she supposed to be?
Hold on. They cloning people in this bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, Mary. My God.
Mary, what character from before is she supposed to be?
I don't remember.
Damn, I did that shit like
no, she's not a character from another movie.
The old guy that got suffocated.
She's the old guy's daughter.
Yeah.
Old guy from the first one?
No, it's James Cromwell's character.
Right, but what I'm saying is, do we ever see the daughter in the old movies?
No.
There's just photos of her in this movie, and she's thinking that it's her mom.
Right, but it's her.
Yeah.
Who leaves a child unattended around buttons? I don't give a fuck if they're age. Who does that? Not thinking that they won't press it? When I see buttons, all I want to do is press that shit. You're going to leave a kid unattended around a button? And just, that's worse than Transformers. How the hell did that little kid get on that plane at the end of the last night?
Yeah.
What kind of security did they have? I mean, it's just stuff that just blows your mind. So little kid had the fate of the dinosaurs in one finger.
All right. So it's trivia time on the Beast Game podcast. Beast Game 300 with the worst movie in the world. And...
Whoa, stop. You calling this the worst movie in the world?
No, I'm joking. But
no, I'm going to say, nothing beats Mother. Nothing beats Mother.
Yeah, no, I don't think
see,
it's
Mother,
bad.
You got to take the time to understand what's going on with Mother, James.
I understand what's going on with Mother. I understand completely what's going on, Mother. Monica,
I get out of five.
I'm going to smack the shit out you.
I get that shit out of five.
Though. All right. But anyway, I want to ask a question. So the question is, how much do you think Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom has made? And also note that it came out overseas. They figured someone has to be stupid enough to see this movie. So let's do worldwide total.
Well, it's like 170 domestic, right?
Okay.
And you're correct. I would give it. I say like 250, 300 million.
Overseas?
So far. Worldwide.
Okay.
Total?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah.
I already knew about the 170 domestic, so factoring overseas, the other one did better overseas than did here. I'm going to go as high as 350.
Okay. James?
I say about 400.
And how much do you think this movie has gross, Matt?
I'm going to assume 750 million worldwide. In its first weekend.
All right. So, Matt, you are the closest. You are all incorrect. You are all incorrect.
I swear to God, if it's
you
more than that.
You are all incorrect. $729 million.
What the fuck?
$729 $1 million.
So hold on.
Overseas. Overseas has pulled in $567 million.
And that movie studio just heard everything we just said and said, fuck all y'all. This is why
Jurassic
we
Jurassic World 3 coming right to a theater near you, 2020, yo.
ASAP. They already got a treatment written up and everything. Oh, man.
I mean, like the first one.
China pulled in $200
million. I'm done.
No, I was about to give him a pass because of Pacific Rim, but I saw Pacific Rim, the second one. Fuck that shit.
That shit was horrible. I told you.
I could have told you that was going to be terrible.
That movie was made in China. China.
Sometimes sequels also ruin franchises.
Man, you know what? I'm tired of y'all being right about shit. Y'all fuck you.
All right, so let's try to wrap this podcast up because this movie has gotten a podcast longer than what it deserves. So, Keith, score for Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
I will not see this again. So I will give it a 4.5. And that's only because of the dinosaurs and the two scenes that Chris Pratt was in that were like entertaining. That's about as far as I'll go.
Mike.
I'm giving it a 3 for dinosaur action. That's it. Everything else, nah. Mm-mm. Movie's terrible.
Yeah. So
whatever you do, stop making Jurassic Park, please.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Just stop making it. I know it's not going to happen, but still, we can all wish.
Go back to the park.
I don't know why they rebooted the shit in the first place.
Go back to the park. I mean, again, the first movie is not that bad.
Jurassic World was good. That was surprisingly good. I said the same thing.
Jurassic World was good, yes. But this, hell no.
Carl, who's the villain?
Well, the villain is the person that asked him help save the dinosaurs.
Jeff Goldblum?
He runs the estate. No, Jeff Goldblum got paid to make two little quick appearances.
He basically is talking shit to the Senate. Yes, so, Jesus but saves.
The villain is someone named Ray Spall. He plays a character named Eli.
The villain in this film was stupidity.
You can automatically look at him and go, okay, clearly he's shady. This isn't okay. Going to be what it is.
All right. Y'all have to say no more.
All right.
Like, come on. Little Pipsqueak with access to a shit ton of money and some dinosaurs. I wonder what he's getting ready to do.
Matt, what is your score for Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, whatever the heck this is, Fallen Kingdom, Lost World, something, something?
I'd give it a 5.5.
That is very generous, Matt. That is very generous.
That first third was awesome. The last two thirds, I just don't know.
All right, well, let me give my score. My score is going to be a 2. There, again, is no reason for this movie to exist. It was something possibly that could have been good, up until the point that the twist happens, and the twist really is in the first third of the movie. The last two thirds of the movie, those two characters just screaming, chewing up screen time, a little bit of Chris Pratt, a little bit of Bryce Dallas Howard, the dinosaur auction, where they're selling the enslaved dinosaurs off to the high
school. Enslaved dinosaurs, man.
All right. So that's the Beast Gang podcast. Don't see this movie. This is Beast Gang 300. And we just celebrated the Beastiversary, which was on June 22nd. So that's 2 years of the Beast Gang. And guess what? We are also available on Spotify now. We're making that Spotify money.
Oh, shit.
Getting that what was that, 35 cents, bro?
No, yo, we ain't making any money off of Spotify. You can just buy this on the
podcast. 12 cents, so I'm down with that
if you
shit.
Have Spotify, add the Beast Gang to your podcast section of Spotify. And you can listen to us, and otherwise you can get us on iTunes, Google Play, everything else where you might find some podcasts somewhere, BeastGang.com, all of it. Keith, Beast Gang 300 episode, your thoughts?
It's a damn shame that we couldn't use Sicario for the 300th episode.
Yeah.
Take the good with the bad. Each of us occupies our own corners. Most podcasts is with a lot of people who review movies and stuff. They're, in the beginning, they start at opposite ends and then come together. And as they progress, they all come together and have almost extremely similar opinions about things. But our opinions have, for the most part, remained our own and stuff. So
stop liking those DC that. Movies.
Well, you start hating on movies, you know?
You like too many DC movies,
for this movie was fair, and I can't contest that.
I'm pretty sure you like Green Lantern. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds in it.
You know what?
Oh Lord,
I did like a part. I did like a couple parts. I did like a scene or two of Green Lantern.
You're done.
But,
you are done. Mike, 300 episode. Beast Gang 300.
Oh, man. I'm still recovering from the fact that Keith said he liked part of Green Lantern.
I said a couple scenes.
It's like, the CG good. Wasn't that bad. All right, but Mike, go ahead. Yo.
300 in, 300 more, 300 beyond that. Like Marvel, we make smart fucking decisions. Beast Gang, forever.
You need help, DC.
DC, you need help. Call us. We'll work. It's not a problem. Write the check.
No giant spiders. But James.
What the hell?
But James, again, this is Beast Gang 300. First movie was what, everybody? X-Men Apocalypse.
Wait, first movie wasn't X-Men Apocalypse, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The greatest actor of our generation, Oscar Isaac. Some blue face paint.
X-Men a piece of shit.
But James, BK 300.
Oh, well, I'm glad we're making it this far. We just need to keep pushing, and let's make it 600 and 900 and keep going. 300 more. Need some better horror movies, but you know. That's not my fault.
Well, you might get The Nun, or whatever the heck that movie is, based off The Conjuring. Or
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I kind of want to see the Slender Man shit, but I don't know.
All right. So, Matt, Beast Gang 300.
Go, Matt. Beast Gang.
All right. So, again, thank you guys for your time and seeing some terrible movies such as Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Shout out to the Beast Gang members that aren't here. Packy, Pac-Man, Aaliyah, A-Money, Tyrone. Yeah. 300. Beast Gang 300. Yeah!
You're now rocking with Beast Gang.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
30 rounds is nuts. 30 rounds is nuts. Extend those, these busts. Yes. 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 Any streets, we mobbing. Yes. We mobbing. You don't want no problems. Want no problems.
Yeah, my pumped. Yeah, my pumped. Yeah, my pumped. Yeah, my pumped.
In these streets we mobbin', we mobbin'.
Hey, yeah, my tongue, yeah, my tongue.
Those, these busts. Those, these busts. In these streets, we mobbin'. We mobbin'. You don't want no problems. Want no problems.
Hey, yeah, my tongue, yeah, my tongue. Hey, yeah, my tongue, yeah, my tongue.
In these streets, we mobbin'. We mobbin'.
Hey, yeah, my tongue, yeah, my tongue.
A Beast Gang United.